Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 204.
What's up, everyone? In this one, we're going to remind you and revisit the five love languages. Let's go. T-Money, we're working off this preface and this truth is that the quality of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts and the quality of your relationships. Relationships win championships. And we think, you know, probably the happiest points of your life and the most pain you felt was due to a relationship that worked or didn't work. And we're just trying to help, you know, team members, leaders, people who have friendships, are dating or married. Just these things are not taught at work, really. They're not taught in schools. And you may have heard of the five love languages by Gary Chapman. You can go to fivelovelanguages.com, the number five, not spelled out, and just get some awareness on how do you receive love. There's five ways, and then how to give it. People that you connect with, you know, your parents or your siblings or your close friends or someone that you are romantically involved with. I think this just has to happen. We talked about love maps in the previous episode, and that is kind of going deeper. Like, what dressing do you like on their salad? How do they like their meat cooked? Or are they vegan? Or, you know, how do they like a temperature, you know, in the car? Do they like soft blankets or a different type of blanket, or what are their favorite shows? I mean, we got to just do some of this work. And it's like when you're in a partnership, you would think that this word synergy is happening.
Yeah.
Two is better than one. And we want to be looking at, hey, people see you as a value machine. You're useful. You bring value. You're connected. You're aware. You have empathy. So the five love languages, this is off the top of my head. I didn't even research this. I just know them. So let's see if I get these five. The first one, T-Money, is touch. That's my number one.
Yeah.
Some people receive love just by touch. It doesn't need to be sexual. It could be holding hands. It could be a little hand on the shoulder or a back scratch or a rub or something like people or feel a hug or feeling close. That's number one. The second one is acts of service. So if someone is doing something kind for you and doing something going above and beyond and serving, and maybe off of your love map, that'd be pretty cool. The third one is quality time.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm talking to a couple or people, you know, or a leader, you know, I have them spell the word love for me and they spell, oh, it's easy. L-O-V. I know it's T-I-M-E. You know, the most valuable resource is time. So a way you can love and serve someone is through that quality time off of your phone, not distracted, doing hopefully in an activity with based off their love map, whether it's hiking or fishing or going to a game or working out or going shopping, just spending that QT. The fourth one are words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Some people love to just say, hey, you look beautiful today. Or hey, great job on that speech you gave. Or, you know, hey, that was a funny joke. That was really good. You're super witty. I love how you do that. Just finding reasons to give a compliment and to notice and give an affirmation. You know, it feels so good when you feel, you know, seen, heard, and you feel valued. That's super great. And the last one would be gifts. I would say my mom loves, that's her love language. She loves to give gifts. Like she gives love by giving gifts.
Yeah.
And some people just love something thoughtful like flowers or again, based off of their love map, you know, you know what they're into, what they like, and you give that. And that's just a way that you can show, hey, I know you, I love you, I'm delivering on those needs. So I think of those five, again, I don't think you need to be dating somebody. I think this is an exercise that can serve you when you're in a group. Team Money, would you agree? Of those five, do you know what's your first one or
Yeah,
two are?
I'd say top two are words of affirmation and quality time for me. Like those are definitely my top two. Actually, you know what I would say? I would say quality time is like mine that I like giving. Receiving wise, I think my favorite is words of affirmation.
Yeah, because I think sometimes people can give love based off of what they love instead of not knowing what the other person loves.
Yeah.
But Timon, have I told you you're an amazing producer and co-host?
Thank you.
Like, I wouldn't be able to
Thank you.
do this thing without you. We've been at this thing 5 years, and here you are in Paris, and you're still showing up for us. So let me just validate and give you one of your love language of affirmations.
Appreciate that.
Now, I don't know if you can give me touch right now, dude. But acts of service is my number two. So the fact that you're doing this podcast, I mean, is really an act of service, because you upload the podcast, you edit to have a short video that we put on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. So, man, you're serving me, and you're fulfilling those needs I have. But so here's the challenge, team, Master Mindset Squad. Go to that website, fivelovelanguages.com. Do a simple short quiz. There's a book that you can get on Amazon. But just based off of those five, maybe evaluate, how am I giving love? How do I like to receive love? Let's communicate. Let's make relationships at a high level. And let's spend time. How is your relationship fitness? Your relationship is like a living organism. It needs it. It just can't just survive on its own. If you don't do some of the work we've done in these four episodes, your relationship is just going to erode over time. It's going to be these slow erosions, and maybe resentments that kind of build over time. And it's just hard to overcome these. Let's be proactive with this. Let's identify people in our life that we care about, and let's not just assume. Let's not get complacent. Let's do the work. And I love this truth. The reward far outweighs the effort, team money. Say it again.
The
The
reward
reward far
far
outweighs the
outweighs the
effort.
effort.
Yeah, in your relationships, the reward and the outcomes and the benefits far outweigh the work that you put in. Just like plants need water, soil, and sun, your relationships need some work and effort. But if you're doing these things, let's make it fun. It doesn't have to feel like
Go.
work. Because you get all the benefit. And
Exactly.
that's the people that we are in this Mastery Mindset Squad, is we are committed to growth and giving and gratitude and all these things. So, Team Money, great job, man. Care about you. Team, let's share this. Let's talk about it amongst your team, in your family, in your relationship, at work. Let's just normalize these conversations. And the body has limits.
The mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.